I am Ken Geese, pastor of Valley Alliance Church in Nelliston, New York, your Marseille pastor for the day. There is a story that has made the rounds in several different versions. In it, a man shows up in church after a rough night at work. He is grubby and overtired, with bleary eyes. Work has been hard, and circumstances in his personal life are messy. At the courtesy coffee bar, he knocks his coffee onto his pants on the floor. No one steps up to help. There are several looks of disgust instead. Desperate for comfort, he swallows his pride and enters the service. When he picks one of the few open seats, the people nearby slide away from him. He recognizes he is not welcome and gets up and leaves, just as the opening hymn begins. Down the road a few blocks, he notices a bar open. He timidly slips in the door and orders a drink. More upset than when he had entered the church earlier, he spills his drink again. Eyes closed and tears forming, he waits for rejection similar to what he received at the church. Instead, the soft voice of the waitress offers to clean up his mess and get him a new drink. A guy a few seats down tells the waitress to put this sad man's drinks on his bill and tells the man that everyone has a bad day now and then and that it's okay. So, where will this guy be hanging out in the future? Probably not the church. Or maybe you've heard about the pastor who dressed as a homeless man and was not well treated by his congregation when he entered. Or the desperate new convert that ran up the aisle during a sermon to ask for prayer for a friend and was dragged away as the preacher scolded him from the pulpit. The whole way out! I understand the need for propriety and decorum and orderliness, but what about hurting people who come stumbling into church because their lives are mayhem? How can we not receive them where they are starting from? How can we ignore these image-bearers of God? And what can we do differently? Aren't we supposed to be cities of refuge, places of hope and healing? Aren't people worth interruptions, inconveniences, and some investment of ourselves? Remember the parable of the Good Samaritan, the disciples holding the children back from Jesus, the woman at the well, the man born blind, the woman caught in adultery, and Mary Magdalene. Remember in Matthew 25:40, where Jesus said, "What you do to the least of my brothers, that you do to me." And remember, someone did that for you when they carried your sin on a cross and died for you. I am Ken Geese, pastor of Valley Alliance Church in Nelliston, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day.